Welcome to the Dark Mofo edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, June the 8th, 2025, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies. On DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflection 91C, managed by the Digital Group. On medium and high frequency rebroadcast, thanks to our dedicated operators. 1.862 MHz by any takers. 3.67 MHz by Dale VK7DG. 7.14 MHz by Ross VK7ALH. 14.13 MHz by Gary VK7JGD. 28.525 MHz by Tony VK7VKT and UHFCB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark VK7FMAC. If you missed today's broadcast, you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHFCB 24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. WWFF SOTA, POTA and IOTA Weekly Wrap-Up. With the commencement of winter bonus points in Summits on the Air, Matt VK7MAT thought it was the perfect opportunity to share some history about the program. Summits on the Air, or SOTA, is an exciting amateur radio program that combines hiking with radio operation. Participants, known as activators, hike to designated mountain summits and make radio contacts, while chasers try to connect with them from home or other locations. Each summit has a point value based on its height, and both activators and chasers earn points towards awards. SOTA was officially launched on March the 2nd, 2002 in the United Kingdom. It was created by John Lingford, G3WGV, who developed the original idea and designed the program structure. Since its launch, SOTA has grown into a global program with associations in over 100 countries, involving thousands of activators and chasers worldwide. Australia joined the SOTA program on February 1, 2012, with the launch of the first Australian SOTA Association, VK3, and VK3 later joined the program in 2014. VK7 is well known for its high summit density, challenging terrain and scenic beauty. Some VK7 summits are accessible only by multi-day hikes or helicopter. For a fun challenge, can anybody guess which are VK7's tallest and shortest SOTA summits? If you think you know, send Matt an email via his QRZ page with your answer. On Wednesday, Al VK7AN, Rodney VK7HAM and Peter VK7ZPE hit the beach to get some sand between their toes, activating POTA reference Mermaid's Beach, located at Bridport. Jim VK7JZ had a busy Friday in VK1, activating three SOTA summits. Jim activated Mount Ainslie Summit, Black Mountain Summit, and Mount Stromlo Summit. He operated across the 2-metre, 40-metre and 20-metre bands throughout the afternoon. The Discord and Facebook groups have been busy with operators sharing their activation plans for the long weekend. Be sure to support them by making a QSO during their activations. And that's 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau Information. From a recent delivery, the current set of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as of the 30th of May is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have recently moved or if you've recently changed or changed your call sign, please advise your new details to herman@ozmail.com.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. Statewide SSTV Nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants: VK7s, EV, AAX, OO, ZAB, AX, TW, ZBX, and KT, all sharing over 40 photos. The main themes were the 2025 Uni Review, the Rocky Horror Show, and other timely political comments. Dish antennas ranging in size from portable ham use to those at the Mount Pleasant Observatory. Giant hand art installations at Dark Mofo and Wellington, New Zealand. Dark Mofo 2025 and the Hobart Waterfront. Animal cartoon characters from Germany. Above the clouds at the VK7RAA site on Mount Arthur. Other highlights were a model of the Da Vinci machine, a field day on Mount Claude, a small multipole motor with internal wiring visible, an Americtron AL811HF vacuum tube power amplifier, brightly painted and illuminated trucks, and a tough day at the office. Hi, hi. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway, and some locals exchanged photos with DH1BM in Germany. Tony apologises for the photos that didn't get retransmitted and is looking into changing radios to overcome this issue. He also suggests leaving a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Tony will connect the gateway again next week at 6:30 p.m. Note, Ken VK7RJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Please remember to use your own photos or those that are copyright free. That's 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. West Coast GPS tracker is back on the air. The Northwest Regional Radio Repeater Association is quietly clearing the backlog of down repeaters with the Rosebery APRS Digipeater now back in service, putting licensed amateurs back on the map. The isolated GPS tracking station fizzled out last summer and left the remote and wild West Coast without a GPS beacon. The Digi, originally sponsored by VK7DIK, is housed in a brick commercial radio station shack in amongst the powerful industrial comms installations on Mount Reed Rosebery. Access and keys were generously granted to the association and the reliable Microsat PLX Digi, as well as the broken transceiver, were brought in and onto the test bench of Association President Dion VK7DB, who swiftly got it working with a rebuilt Philips PRM80 transceiver. On the first properly cold, snowy weekend of winter, the Digi was reinstalled using the same antenna and linked to the coast. Packet analysis showed the range was under 5 kilometres. Front end overloaded was suspected. The poor little APRS transceiver just here through the noise floor with its tiny dipole. The association returned to the mountaintop antenna farm with a pair of tuned cavity filters to bound past the APRS frequency and squash the VK7RWC voice repeater by over 40 decibels. Dion boosted power on the PRM80 and the Digi was back in action, but still needs a better antenna and fibre optic connection to an I-date when the freezing sleet is gone, perhaps. Association amateurs recently had to troubleshoot RF feedback loops, which suddenly caused problems on the VK link between the northwest and the south. There appears these gremlins in the system originated from the northern repeater VK7RAA, which was quarantined from the state network until Launceston amateurs can isolate the source. The association have found an unauthorised VK link node had access via RAC and reconnected RAA to the state, breaking the network. The bad node also caused both repeaters on Table Cape BK7RAC to transmit into a single defective antenna until it was identified and terminated. NWCR.RRA is now ABN registered and incorporated and is collecting memberships. For only $10 a year, association members can support upcoming projects like the Mount Balfour CB and 2-metre repeaters and reinstalling the flagship 6-metre repeater on St Valentine's Peak. Right across the state, radio operators are connected by the efforts of the NWCRRA, so keep your rig turned on and tuned in for more action and support the achievements of the Northwest Coast Radio Repeater Association. And that's summary 3 from John Vicke, NWCRRA News Officer. Attention please, here's the first 10 minutes ident. You are listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parts Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. Thanks to Tony, VK7YBG, Paul, VK7KPA, Eric, VK7ZPE, Colin, VK7ZCF, and Stuart, VK7FEAT, for last weekend's mountain climbing trip up Mount Arthur. They volunteered to visit VK7RAA repeater to conduct equipment maintenance and a winter hibernation check. If that alone isn't hard enough in winter, on the return journey they filled their backpacks and brought a load of no longer required items to help clean up and tidy our occupied repeater site. Anything no longer required, no matter how small, removed from the repeater site is much less to eventually remove and bring down the mountain. Thanks, fellows. Very much appreciated by all. Although last Wednesday evening's opening of the NTARC club rooms was a bit short notice, a dozen or more members braved the cold weather and turned up. The NTARC club rooms opened for the specific purpose of members getting together for a live presentation on the Reist YouTube channel entitled Class License Mythbusting. The doors were opened by 7 p.m. with members soon seated ready for the start of what turned out to be a very engaging and informative presentation. The fact that the stream is now in high definition certainly adds to the being present feel. Thank you Peter, VK3MV and Justin, VK7TW for the presentation and Reist for the video stream availability. Local discussions on class licensing continued on well into the night. Now, for a reminder, this coming Wednesday night is a club room presentation night. Even though doors are open at 6:30 p.m, the presentation won't be until 7:30 p.m. Also, no show and tell items for this week, please. Trevor, VK7TB and Eric will be enlightening us with a presentation on the challenges of radio restoration. This restoration centres on the British Marconi R1155 communications receiver, which was commonly used with its associated T1154 transmitter unit. The R1155 was extensively used by the Royal Air Force during World War II, mainly in larger aircraft such as the Lancaster bomber. From the pre-restoration pictures, one should probably call it the restoration from hell. Not just a to replace all capacitors and send it on its way refurbished, but a total strip down to chassis level. Their endeavours even involved learning the art of vacuum-forming plastic covers and remanufacturing front panels. This journey appears to have been a very dedicated undercoating by Trevor and Eric. Hope to see you there for this interesting on so many levels presentation. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session. Every Wednesday, Testnet and CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7pm, then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm to 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. Clubroom Technical Night presentation by Trevor, VK7TB, and Eric on restoration of an R1155 communications receiver this coming Wednesday night, the 11th of June, at the Archer Street Clubrooms, Rochalie. Club General Meeting, Saturday the 14th of June at 2pm. Held at the Nantark Clubrooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. If you have items you would like added to the agenda, please email the secretary at secretary@nantark.net no later than Friday the 13th of June. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the Nantark Clubrooms. Time is from 10am to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in, check the QSL cards, and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits, available for a donation. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All items to be received no later than 5pm on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And that's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary for NTARC, Inc. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. REAST presentation and Q&A. The class license Q&A. In this informative session last Wednesday night, Peter VK3MV started the presentation with a concise historical overview of amateur radio licensing in Australia, tracing its evolution from 1905 through to the present day. Peter highlighted the significant shift in regulatory approach brought about by the introduction of the Radio Communications Amateur Stations Class License 2023 and discussed the legal instruments underpinning it, including the class license itself, its explanatory statement, and its basis in the Radio Communications Act 1992. Justin VK7TW then clarified how class licensing differs from spectrum and apparatus licensing, each suited to different types of radio services. The speakers then explored the five core parameters that define amateur operations under the class license. 1. Holding the appropriate qualifications. 2. Using a valid call sign. 3. Operating within permitted frequency bands. 4. Adhering to specific power output limits. And 5. Ensuring compliance with electromagnetic energy EME requirements. These aspects forming the foundation of the class license conditions and various misconceptions were addressed and corrected, effectively busting some of the urban myths that had emerged within the amateur community. Towards the end, the discussion turned to administrative arrangements and operating procedures, highlighting areas where improvements could be made, such as call sign management, documentation clarity, and regulatory consistency. A lively Q&A session followed, with many questions addressed throughout the presentation and a dedicated segment at the conclusion. Despite a brief audio echo early on, the session delivered valuable insights into both the regulatory framework and the future direction of amateur radio in Australia. At 73 from Justin, VK7TW. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Clubrooms closure. Please note, the clubrooms at the top of the Queen's Domain will be closed from Monday the 9th of June 2025 to the following Monday the 16th of June 2025. This is due to the Hobart City Council replacing the internal ceiling in the clubrooms. As such, the clubrooms for the Wednesday afternoon group, the WAGs, and Wednesday experimented group, the WEGs, will not be available on Wednesday the 11th of June 2025. 73 from the REAST Committee. June Forum Night, Essential Shack Test Equipment. Join us for a hands-on and highly practical REAST Forum Night as we dive into the world of essential shack test equipment. Whether you are just starting out or running a fully equipped home lab, every shack can benefit from the right tools. From nano VMAs and multimeters to signal generators, power meters and clever DIY solutions, this session is all about what helps you get on air and keeps your station humming. Bring along your favourite piece of test gear to show and tell, or come along to come see what others are doing, what's worth the investment and what might just change the way you troubleshoot and experiment. Perfect for the curious builder, the active experimenter, and anyone keen to sharpen their technical toolkit. Don't forget, if you can't make it in person, you can still tune in live on the Reist YouTube channel. Wednesday the 18th of June 2025, from 7:30 PM AEST in the Reist Club Rooms and streaming live. See you there. And that's 73 from the Reist Committee. Satellite Space News. Welcome, SO125. AMSAT's EA's Hades ICM satellite, a 1.5U unit pocket cube carrying an SDR-based FM and digital repeater payload for amateur radio use, was launched on March 14, 2025, aboard a Falcon 9 rocket during SpaceX's Transporter 13 mission from Vandenberg Space Force Base in Canberra. Following deployment from the Ion SCV-017 Orbital Transfer Vehicle, the OTV, on March the 31st, the satellite has been undergoing commissioning. The FM repeater is expected to be activated in June, initially on weekends, with plans to eventually transition to full-time 24/7 operation, and is currently the case with AMSAT EA's earlier Hades R transmission. Hades ICM also hosts an experimental payload from the University of Manchester's Smart IR Graphene Engineering Innovation Centre, the GEIC, designed to test a very low-power active radiator under space conditions. Data from this experiment will be publicly transmitted via telemetry packets. The satellite carries an FM and digital repeater payload built on an improved SDR-based platform capable of transmitting up to 0.25 watts when battery conditions allow. This makes it accessible to stations using handheld antennas like the Arrow antenna. The coordinated uplink frequency is 145.875 MHz and the downlink is 436.666 MHz. The repeater operates with an open squelch and does not require a subtone. The satellite has been catalogued with NORAD ID 63492. At the request of AMSAT EA, AMSAT hereby designates Hades ICM as SO125, Spain Oscar 125. We congratulate AMSAT EA, thank them for their continued contributions to the amateur satellite community, and wish them success with this and future missions. And that was sourced from the AMSAT News Service, thanks to Drew Glasbrenner, KO4MA, AMSAT VP Operations, Oscar Number Administrator. Satellite News, Top 100 Satellite Rover Operators. The June 2025 Gridmaster rankings have been released, and David Giles, VK5DG, maintains his 43rd place in the world. Dave is the only Australian amateur satellite rover operator in the top 100 places for LEO, MEO and GEO satellites. Congratulations, Dave. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entries activated, taking into account only those grids where a minimum number of QSOs logged on the Gridmaster website have been validated by a third party. Grid numbers do not directly reflect the exact number of activations. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their LOTW satellite contacts to the Gridmaster website in order to provide more accurate data. Base story sourced from the AMSAT News Service and embellished by VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK7 regular gathering, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30pm AEST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30pm. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 with a negative 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a negative 606 kHz offset, CTSS tone 141.3 MHz to link RAF north and south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group on the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reest Wags, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reest Club Room, Queen's Domain. Reest Wags, Wednesday experimenters group on the 3rd, 4th and 5th Wednesday nights of the month from around 6pm in the Reest Club Rooms, Queen's Domain, and streamed. Reest 6-metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30pm. SOTA Worldwide FF Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and TechNet Session every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7pm, then to TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon in the Rachel Lee Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local, Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30pm local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX Group 144.190 upper sideband. VK7 events, Reest 9th to the 16th of June, Queen's Domain Club Rooms are closed. NTARC, 11th of June, Technical Night presentation with Trevor VK7TB and Eric on restoration of a R1155 communications receiver in the Rachel Lee Club Rooms. Reest, 18th of June, Essential Shack Test Equipment Forum Night from 7:30pm in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and streamed. And now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reest, NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres, any takers? 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7DG. 20 metres, VK7TW. 10 metres, VK7ALH. And UHF-CB24, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, or if you just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, if it's not Tuesday night, then you can catch the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io group. Remember, the deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 radio news team, this is Idris VK7ZIR, wishing you 73 and good DX to all.